Welcome to you, Kim.
Thank you, and thanks for having me, and welcome to you as well, to Barbados.
Tell me, Kim, why criminology?
Well, I've gotten that question for about 24, 25 years now. So it's a question I'm accustomed to answering. I've always been interested in the criminal mind from my days of growing up as a child. From 5, 6 years old, I was reading Hardy Boys, Nancy Drew. Those who grew up in the 80s would know what I'm talking about. I was always fascinated with understanding why people decide to engage in deviant or criminal behavior. And from then, it just led to my interest in studying abnormal psychology at university when I went off to do my first degree. And a conversation that I had with Dr. Mahey at the time, I said to him, you know, I was interested in being a forensic psychologist. I said, because I wanted to study abnormal behaviors. So I applied to do forensic psychology at John Jay College. I was not successful in getting in, but the now lead of the house, Arthur Holder, he and I used to work together. He said, why not apply to do criminology at the university? You don't have to do any of those tests. As he said, you literally walk into those universities and the rest is history. So I went off in 2000 and I did a master's in clinical criminology because I still wanted to do the clinical aspect of it. And I went off and I studied criminal behavior. And here I am.
Now, you have the rare blessing, yes, Kim, of having your research informing national crime policy. How does that make you feel? And how would you describe that success?
Oh, I feel humbled and glad to be part of the process. And I should say here that one of my areas of interest, which I'd really like to see give birth to it, is focus on victims of crime. Because even in my books, when I write, you see the pain that victims go through, what we refer to as secondary victimization. Some of them, they're victimized by the crime itself, but then they want to go through victimization in the system again. And it is something that I would like to see, that victims are able to navigate our criminal justice system better and play a more central role in the criminal justice system and just not be on the periphery. It is a dream of mine to see more focus placed on victims. So that is all part of, again, of policy as it relates to some of the things that I would like to see be fleshed out.
Now, my final question to you, Kim, even as you wrap this up, what would you say to women about the importance of documenting their work towards success, as you have even in your books?
Well, okay. So as you know, I've written 6 books, and my books are wide and varied, even though they're focused on crime. I've written about prisons, I've written about serial killers, serial rapists, I've written about the gang life. And one of the main reasons that I wrote these books is because I wanted to capture history that has never been captured before. So a lot of it was in newspapers, was in oral histories. And as you know, a lot of people take their oral histories with them when they die. So I wanted to ensure that we capture it. And I just want to make this point quickly. When I wrote Barbados Most Wanted, Keith Whittaker, retired Deputy Commissioner of Police, he was instrumental in me writing that book, as well as people like Rap Brown and so on. And Mr. Whittaker was about 90 years old, close to 90. And he has such a wealth of information. And then shortly after he passed away,
but I
want to encourage persons to write more and to document more.
Yes.
And to share the history of Barbados in some kind of form or fashion.
Well, Kim, I want to thank you very much. Successful criminologist and author, thank you so much for joining us for this edition of Successful Women.
Thank you for having me and have a great day.
That was Successful Women, brought to you by Rentical Initial Barbados Limited, protecting people, enhancing lives.